Mishnayos Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The first Mishnah opens up with the concept of a Mavoi Sasum, a closed-off Mavoi. And we had mentioned that a Mavoi Sasum is a Mavoi, an alleyway that has three walls, and the courtyards of the residents nearby are open to the Mavoi. And the fourth opening, where there's no wall, goes to a public domain. Now, on a Torah level, you're permitted to carry the Mavoi on Shabbos, but the Chachamim made a gzera that you may come to carry in a public domain, and therefore they said you have to be metakin the mavoi. You gotta fix it. How do you fix it? Either you put a korah, a beam, on top of the two walls of the mavoi by the entrance, or you put a lechi. A lechi is a board on the side of the mavoi. And we'll find this concept being repeated over and over again. You know, these two items, either a korah, a beam on the top, or a lechi, a board on the side, serves either as a wall to close it off entirely. So there's like, as if there's four walls, or it serves as a hecker, as a sign, so that people will know not to carry in a public domain. Not to, you know, come and carry in the Rosh Rabin, which is right next to it. So the mission is going to discuss now, what is the size of the entrance to the Mavoi that you could put this korah, this beam, or this lechi, or this board? Mavoi shu gavoa l'mal me'asamama. If I have an alleyway which the walls are higher than 20 amos, and now I'm putting my korah, my beam, or my lechi, my board over there to close it up or to make a sign so people will know not to go into public domain. So you have to lower the airspace, lower the walls so that your korah or your lechi is below 20 amos. Because the whole point of the korah and the lechi is to serve as a hecker, as a reminder. And if it's so high up, people are not going to remember, and they're not going to, and they'll end up carrying in a public domain. The whole heter is, you know, will be useless. So therefore, the entranceway has got to be less than 20 amos where you're putting your korah or where you're putting your lechi. And the Gemara does point out, though, that if the beam you're putting up has all sorts of designs on it, and everyone's going to be looking at it, then the truth is, even if it was higher than 20 amos, it's still permitted because it's doing its purpose. It would then be serving as a hacker. So that's an interesting note to see here, that if it's higher than 20 amos and the beam is a colorful beam with different designs, then that's okay also, because the hacker will be accomplished. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tana Kama and says, no, you don't have to lower your beam, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when the beam is very, very high up, over 20 amos, people will see it and it'll serve as a hacker. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. V'harachav, what about the width? May eser amos. If the space of the width of the entrance of the mavoi is more than 10 amos wide, you gotta shorten the width of the entrance to the mavoi and make sure that it's on 10 amos or less. Can't be more than 10 amos, but 10 amos it could be or less. That's fine. Because you can't achnis l'mavoi, k'shi ruchava ad eser amos, because up to 10 amos, we call it a pesach, an entrance. More than that, it's not an entrance. It's like a pirtza, like a breach. And we don't look at that as an entrance, and therefore we can't permit, you know, putting the lechi or the korah over there to permit it. So that's one reason, because more than 10 amos is like, just, there's no entrance. Or some say we learn it out from the heichal, that the heichal was 20 amos by 10 amos. We want the mavoi to be also 20 amos by 10 amos. Vim yeshlo. Now, if the mavoi has it, suras hapesach. So, till now we discussed a korah, a beam, and a lechi, a board to serve as a hecker, or as a mechitza, as a wall. What about if it has a suras hapesach? It has, by the entrance to the mavoi, kana mikan, a reed on one end, kana mikan, a reed on the other, v'kana agaben, and a reed on top. So it's like you have like a doorpost, you know, a 2x4, and another 2x4 on top by the entrance of the mavoi. Then that's like a super duper hecker. So now you don't just have a board or a plank of wood. You have a whole, you know, doorpost. Now, afa bishu rachav me'aser amos, even if the width is wider than 10 amos, and even if the height was more than 20 amos, so the width could be wider than the 10 amma maximum, and the height could be higher than the 20 amma maximum, then ain't sarach lamai, you don't have to shrink it at all, not the width, not the height, because once you have this truas ha-pesach, The Truas HaPezach, it makes the Mavi kosher to make it permitted to carry in it, because it's like a super duper hecker, and that is a special heter for the Mavoi. Moving right along to Mishnah Beis. Hechsher Mavoi, to make a Mavi kosher, to permit to carry in it, Beishame Omrim Lechi Vekore, the hill that you actually need both the Lechi, the board Vekore, and the beam, both are required. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, he needs both. You have to have the board and the beam there to permit carrying. Whereas Ubeis Hill, Ribeis Hill, say Lachi, you could use a Lachi, this board. Oi, Kaira, or a beam. You don't have to have both. Just one of them is enough to serve as a hacker. They bring down a Yerim Bikani, Shevdel, Bein Mavi, Hech Shehuch Shai, the Lachi, Bein Mavi, Shehuch Shai, the Kora. There will be a difference according to Beis Hill, which one you're using. Because a mavoi which is a hukshar with a lechi, so it's like as if it's deemed as if it has four walls. You put up a wooden board, and it's mamash like a rosh tiach, like a private domain. Whereas a mavoi that only has this cover, this beam to serve as a hecker, so even though it's permitted to carry within this erev, within this mavoi, when you do the erev of the mavoi to be, we'll see later on to make this erev to make it permissible to carry in it. It's not as strong as a Rosh Hashanah itself. So it's on a little bit of a lower level. Okay. Rav Leza says, Luchayayin, you have to have two lechis, one on this side and one on that side. That's what he holds in order to permit this Mavoi to carry in it. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Talmud Echel, Afnei Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, there was a Talmud that said in front of Rabbi Akiva, and they explained over here that this Talmud was Rabbi Meir, because the mayor was a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. He says, "Lo nechko b'sham b'sil." B'sham b'sil have no debate over here. There's no argument. Al mavoi shu pachas mi'arba amos. When the mavoi is less than dar amos, meaning if the entrance to the mavoi, the width of the mavoi is less than dar amos, then there's no machlokas according to b'sham and b'sil. This is to be the opinion of Rabbi Meir. They would hold then, ayu b'lachi, ayu b'kara, they could use either or, even according to Beis Shammai. They're not arguing in a case where the entrance is less than Dal Ramos. Aman nechal kusa, then where do they argue? Al rachav me arba amos v'yad eser, when the width to the entrance is between 4 amos and 10 amos. Then, that's where they have their debate. Shebe Shammai omrim, the Shammai will hold, lechi b'kara, you have to have both. B'sil omrim, o lachi, o kara, either lachi or a kora. And then lastly, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Alzeh v'alzeh nechleku, heals that no, they argue whether, the width is between 4 and 10, or whether the width is, it doesn't really matter what the width is, they're always going to argue. And the truth is, if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva is just repeating the same thing as the Tanakhama. When we opened up the Mishnah, we said that there's a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds you need a lechi and a kora. Beis Hillel says you could use either or. So what should Rabbi Kiva come and tell me? It's as if he's repeating what the Tanakhama said. So the Gemara says that no, there is a difference. That the difference between Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva is regarding a mavoi whose width is less than 4 tefachim. It's tiny. The width is less than 4 hand breadths. That according to one of the opinions, you don't need a lechi or a kora at all. And according to the other one, you could use a lechi or a kora. So that's how they explain this. So it's not just a redundant, repeat of the Tanakhama. We don't know who holds what, but we do know that this would be the difference in Rabbi Akiva, that the debate here is that when the width is less than 4 tefachim, one opinion will hold, you don't need neither lechi or a kora, because the width is so small, you don't need any simen. Whereas the other opinion will hold, you need a lechi or a kora. And that concludes the two first Mishnayos, Aleph and Beis.